And this should be interesting because joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian, our old friend Jesse the Usher, who recently worked the Queen's funeral. Good morning, Jesse.
Wow. Can you guys hear me? I'm talking to you from overseas, so it's hard to get these transatlantic connections on the telephone.
Yeah, it's not really that hard anymore, and we hear you loud and clear.
Good, good. Well, I tell you, I'm worn out from ushering that Queen's funeral. I tell you, that was quite a big responsibility and quite a big honor, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the House of Windsor invited me because I was there defending their city there against the Krauts back in 1941.
So they brought you back, huh?
They brought me back, and I was defending that city even before the Japanese invited us to kick their ass on December of 41. That's when they sent their invitation to us. So. But them Brits say they love me, so they invited me to seat all them presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens there in that Westminster Abbey,
yep,
as they mm-hmm. call it. It's a yeah. long day. Good Lord, those limeys can drone on and on and on.
Were you there for the whole day? You had like 9 or 10 hours?
No, the whole day, you know, because they had the two services. They had that traditional one you saw on TV, and then they had a contemporary service about an hour or two later.
Really?
They didn't do that.
Yeah, and they, you know, had some overly earnest guy sawing on a low-end Taylor and some guy on a mid-scooped jazz bass with scratchy pots.
Yeah, it sounds like a contemporary service.
That's
all right.
Contemporary service for you right there. But I was the one who was responsible for seating Biden so far back.
Ah, yeah, that's been a big story.
So, you know, a lot of people blaming the British for this, but it was actually me, an American, that made that decision to sit him back there, because I didn't want him to embarrass us by nodding off and the cameras catching it or something.
So oh, he's not going to do that during a funeral.
Back there and everything. And I have to tell you, I busted up a fight right before that funeral.
Between who?
Prince Harry and William went at it.
No,
really?
Oh, yeah. They came to blows, and they got to fighting over whether Meghan could include pictures of the dead queen in her coffin in her next memoir.
Oh, God.
She wanted to include them, you know, as an open casket, see the queen there with her face of death, you know. And William said no, but Harry said it was the only way they could show the monarchy the way it is, you know.
Mm.
And so Charles broke them up with his sausage fingers. He broke two sausage fingers.
Oh, you didn't break them up, huh?
Well, no, I had to step in after Charles broke his sausage fingers. So I had a pistol drawn and pointed at each one of them.
Oh, my gosh,
to calm
Jesse.
It down. We were here to get the old bird in the ground. So, but now Andrew, he was completely disconnected. He was over there texting on his phone the whole time. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to know.
But that family argues constantly. But I snuck a peek at the queen. I couldn't help it when she's backstage. had to open up the lid and see what was going
that's
on.
That's terrible.
You can't just open up the lid.
Turns out she was buried in a Kiss concert T-shirt.
No way.
She was
is a closet Kiss fan, huh?
Yeah, it was the cover of the Destroyer album.
Okay.
And I guess they had like a friends and family visitation or something a little bit earlier, because it looked like people had put several things in the casket. There were several bottles, full bottles of Jack Daniels and some unlit joints in there.
No.
There was also a signed John Petrucci 7-string guitar in there. Signed by Petrucci and Pope Francis. I don't know what that was all about.
Wow.
So she's... Queen was bad with a guitar, sure enough.
That's crazy.
She loved music.
Sure enough. I was hoping that Pippa was going to show up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
whatever
yeah?
happened to Pippa?
Sure got that booty that everyone really enjoyed. Hey, I may be 80-something years old, but I know a good booty when I see it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, sure enough.
But we got in the ground, so I'm just sitting here waiting on a flight. I'm out here at Heathrow trying to fly in. He got me coming into Love, so.
direct to Love.
I didn't know that, that route was a thing.
That.
Yeah.
Direct to Love, so if one of you guys, fellas could pick me up, I'd sure appreciate that.
What time?
Oh, I think I get in around 6:45 this evening.
George, you go get him.
All right, we'll come get you.
All right, I appreciate it, and let's hope Charles does all right on that throne.
Yeah, yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. I sure am offended that Camilla's going to get to be queen. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that, you know, when Princess Di hit that column at that bridge in Paris, I thought that for sure Camilla would never gain the favor and trust of the British people. And lo and behold,
sure enough,
old Lady Tamp sure got to sit on the throne.
All right, Jesse, we're going to let you go.
All right, now.
All right, we'll see you.
<Bye-bye. laughs>
There he goes, Jesse the Usher.